Greetings, seekers of wisdom. Welcome back to the hub of knowledge and inspiration. Today we embark on a fascinating journey into the annals of history to unravel the life and philosophy of one of the greatest minds of ancient Rome, Marcus Aurelius. As we explore the 10 habits that propelled him to greatness, we delve into the world of Stoicism, a school of thought that has withstood the test of time. Marcus Aurelius, a philosopher king and the last of the five good emperors, ruled Rome from 161 to 180 AD. Beyond his military and political prowess, Aurelius left behind a legacy of wisdom encapsulated in his personal journal, known as Meditations. Today we dissect the essence of his greatness, examining the daily habits that shaped his Stoic philosophy and transformed him into a beacon of virtue. Whether you're a seasoned Stoic, a history buff, or someone navigating the challenges of modern life, Aurelius's habits offer timeless lessons. Join me as we peel back the layers of history, uncovering the principles that not only governed an empire, but also guided a man in pursuit of self-mastery and inner harmony. So grab your toga or philosophical cloak, metaphorically speaking, and let's immerse ourselves in the profound teachings of Marcus Aurelius. This is 10 Habits That Made Marcus Aurelius Great Vertical Bar Stoicism Explained. Don't forget to engage with us in the comments, share your favorite Stoic practices, and of course hit that subscribe button to stay tuned for more enlightening content. Now let the journey begin. Habit 1. Daily Reflection. Our exploration begins with the very foundation of Marcus Aurelius's wisdom, the habit of daily reflection. Imagine the ancient city of Rome, a bustling metropolis, and at its helm the philosopher emperor Marcus Aurelius. Every morning and night he retreated into the sanctuary of his thoughts, penning his reflections in what would later become the philosophical masterpiece, Meditations. In the stillness of contemplation, Aurelius examined his actions, beliefs, and the challenges that confronted him. This ritual of self-examination wasn't merely a record of his experiences, it was a journey into the depths of his own soul. Aurelius believed that through introspection, one could attain a clearer understanding of oneself and consequently navigate life with a sense of purpose. This commitment to daily reflection was his compass, guiding him through the complexities of ruling an empire with wisdom and virtue. Now, as we face the challenges of the modern world, the habit of daily reflection remains a beacon of wisdom. It invites us to pause, to question, and to understand ourselves better. So let us embrace this first Stoic habit, a habit that not only made Marcus Aurelius great, but continues to inspire seekers of truth and self-discovery today. Habit 2, embracing challenges. Our journey into the habits that shaped Marcus Aurelius's greatness continues with a virtue that defined his character, embracing challenges. Picture the vast Roman Empire beset with both internal strife and external threats. Aurelius, a Stoic philosopher on the throne, met these challenges not with evasion but with a resolute spirit. In the face of adversity, Aurelius stood firm, guided by the Stoic principle that obstacles are not impediments but opportunities for growth. His famous words, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way," encapsulate this mindset of transformation through challenge. Aurelius believed that challenges were not to be feared but embraced. They were the crucible in which character was forged, virtues tested, and resilience strengthened. As we navigate our own life's challenges, let us draw inspiration from Aurelius's courage and conviction. By adopting the Stoic philosophy of embracing challenges, we too can transform adversity into an ally, recognizing that it is through facing difficulties that we uncover our true strength and potential. So, as we traverse our own metaphorical battlefields, let us remember the Stoic wisdom echoed through the ages by Marcus Aurelius, a wisdom that turns challenges into stepping stones on the path to greatness. Habit 3, practicing gratitude. As we delve deeper into the habits that defined Marcus Aurelius's greatness, we encounter a virtue that resonates through the ages, the practice of gratitude. Imagine the opulence of ancient Rome with its grandeur and splendor. Yet amidst the trappings of power, Aurelius remained grounded, embracing the simple yet profound act of practicing gratitude. For Aurelius, gratitude wasn't just a fleeting emotion, it was a deliberate practice, a daily acknowledgement of the blessings, no matter how modest, that life bestowed upon him. In the pages of Meditations, he expressed thanks for the lessons learned from both joys and hardships. In a world where excess often overshadows appreciation, Aurelius's commitment to gratitude serves as a timeless reminder. He understood that acknowledging the good in our lives, even during challenging times, cultivates a mindset of contentment and humility. In the hustle and bustle of our modern lives, practicing gratitude becomes a potent tool for cultivating joy and resilience. Aurelius invites us to find beauty in simplicity, to appreciate the present moment, and to express gratitude for the journey we're on. So let us, like Aurelius, weave the thread of gratitude into the fabric of our daily existence. By doing so, we not only honor the Stoic principles, but also embark on a transformative journey toward a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Asterisk note: the expanded section emphasizes the significance of practicing gratitude as a deliberate and transformative habit, drawing inspiration from Aurelius's Stoic teachings. Habit 4, self-discipline. Our exploration of the habits that propelled Marcus Aurelius to greatness takes us to a cornerstone of Stoicism, self-discipline. Picture the Roman emperor entrusted with the governance of an empire, yet steadfast in his commitment to self-mastery. Aurelius exemplified the Stoic principle that true freedom lies in disciplined control over one's desires and impulses. Aurelius believed that the key to virtuous living was the discipline of the mind and body. He exercised restraint over his desires, cultivated a strong work ethic, and maintained focus on what truly mattered. In doing so, he embodied the Stoic ideal of living in harmony with nature and reason. The Stoic concept of self-discipline wasn't about restriction, but liberation, a deliberate choice to align one's actions with one's values. Aurelius's disciplined approach allowed him to navigate the complexities of leadership without succumbing to the pitfalls of power. In our era of constant distractions and instant gratification, the Stoic virtue of self-discipline remains a guiding light. Aurelius's commitment challenges us to cultivate the discipline needed to pursue our goals, make ethical choices, and withstand the storms of life with unwavering resilience. So, let us, like Aurelius, embark on a journey of self-discipline, a journey that leads not only to personal growth, but to a life characterized by purpose, virtue, and enduring strength. Habit 5, seeking wisdom. As we unravel the habits that molded Marcus Aurelius into a paragon of wisdom, we encounter a perpetual quest, the habit of seeking wisdom. Envision the Roman emperor not only wielding political power, but also adorned with the mantle of a lifelong learner, constantly in pursuit of knowledge and insight. Aurelius understood that wisdom was a journey, not a destination. His insatiable thirst for knowledge led him to consult with philosophers, scholars, and advisors, weaving a tapestry of diverse perspectives into the fabric of his understanding. The Stoic sage saw wisdom as the compass guiding him through the complexities of ruling an empire and navigating the intricacies of life. In his pursuit, he embraced the teachings of predecessors and welcomed the insights of those around him. In our modern age, where information is abundant yet wisdom is sought after, Aurelius's commitment to seeking wisdom resonates profoundly. His example challenges us to cultivate a curious mind, to learn from various sources, and to approach life's challenges with the wisdom gained from diverse perspectives. So let us, like Aurelius, embark on a journey of continuous learning. Whether from books, experiences, or the wisdom of others, may we embrace the Stoic principle that true greatness lies in the pursuit of wisdom. Habit 6, practicing mindfulness. Our exploration of the habits that made Marcus Aurelius great leads us to a state of being, practicing mindfulness. Picture the Roman emperor amidst the grandeur of his responsibilities, attuned to the present moment. Aurelius, a true Stoic, understood the profound impact of living mindfully. In the midst of the chaos inherent to ruling an empire, Aurelius embraced the Stoic concept of mindfulness, being fully present and engaged in the here and now. For him, mindfulness was a means of maintaining inner tranquility, even amid the tumult of external circumstances. Aurelius's meditations are a testament to the power of mindfulness, as he often reflected on the impermanence of life and the importance of savoring each moment. He understood that dwelling on the past or worrying about the future detracts from the richness of the present. In our fast-paced world, the Stoic virtue of mindfulness resonates more than ever. Aurelius invites us to cultivate a mindful approach, to appreciate the beauty in simple moments, and to anchor ourselves in the present, irrespective of life's storms. So let us, like Aurelius, practice mindfulness, an art that not only enhances our well-being but also aligns with the Stoic wisdom that true contentment is found in appreciating the present moment. Habit 7, serving others. As we delve into the habits that defined Marcus Aurelius's greatness, we encounter a noble virtue, the habit of serving others. Envision the Roman emperor not as a distant ruler, but as a leader committed to the welfare of his people. Aurelius, inspired by Stoic principles, saw service as a sacred duty. Aurelius's reign was characterized by a genuine concern for the well-being of his subjects. He believed that leadership wasn't about authority for its own sake, but a responsibility to serve and protect. This Stoic perspective on leadership set him apart in an era often marked by tyranny. The Stoic ethos of service to others was deeply ingrained in Aurelius's philosophy. He recognized that true greatness was not found in the accumulation of power, but in the compassionate use of power for the benefit of those entrusted to his care. In our interconnected world, the Stoic virtue of serving others resonates as a timeless principle. Aurelius's example challenges us to lead not only with authority, but with empathy, to recognize that true greatness lies in uplifting and supporting those around us. So, let us, like Aurelius, embrace the habit of serving others, a habit that not only fosters a sense of community, but also aligns with the Stoic wisdom that our true measure lies in the positive impact we have on the lives of others. Habit 8, accepting what you can't control. Our exploration of Marcus Aurelius's transformative habits brings us to a profound Stoic principle, the habit of accepting what you can't control. Envision the Roman emperor facing the complexities of ruling an empire, yet anchored in the wisdom of acknowledging the limits of control. Aurelius, a true Stoic sage, recognized that true peace came from embracing this fundamental truth. Aurelius's meditations echo with the Stoic maxim, "Some things are in our control and others are not." This foundational principle guided him through triumphs and tribulations, urging him to focus his energy only on what he could influence. In a world often marked by uncertainty, Aurelius's commitment to accepting the uncontrollable serves as a timeless lesson. He understood that attempting to control external events only led to frustration and anxiety. Instead, he advocated for directing our efforts toward the mastery of self, the one domain where true control resides. In our own lives, the Stoic wisdom of accepting the uncontrollable remains a source of solace and empowerment. Aurelius invites us to release the grip on external outcomes, acknowledging that our true strength lies in our response to events rather than futile attempts to manipulate them. Habit 9, modesty and humility. As we journey through the transformative habits of Marcus Aurelius, we encounter a virtue often overlooked in positions of power, the habit of modesty and humility. Picture the Roman emperor surrounded by the grandeur of his court, yet adorned not with arrogance but with a genuine sense of modesty. Aurelius, the philosopher king, understood that true greatness was found in humility. In an era where opulence often defined rulership, Aurelius chose simplicity. He shunned extravagance, favoring a modest lifestyle that reflected his commitment to the Stoic virtue of humility. This humility wasn't a sign of weakness, but a demonstration of strength grounded in self-awareness. Aurelius's meditations reveal reflections on the fleeting nature of life and the importance of humility in the face of inevitable challenges. He understood that humility wasn't a denial of one's worth, but a recognition of the shared human experience, a principle that transcends time. In our society, where self-promotion often takes center stage, Aurelius's commitment to modesty challenges us to reevaluate the true measure of greatness. He exemplified that humility doesn't diminish authority, rather it enhances leadership by fostering genuine connection and understanding. So let us, like Aurelius, embrace the habit of modesty and humility, a habit that not only reflects true strength of character, but aligns with the Stoic wisdom that genuine greatness lies in recognizing our shared humanity. Habit 10, compassion and empathy. Our exploration of the habits that made Marcus Aurelius great culminates in a virtue that defined his leadership, compassion and empathy. Envision the Roman emperor not as an aloof ruler, but as a compassionate statesman deeply attuned to the struggles and joys of his subjects. Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher, believed that true greatness was inseparable from the ability to understand and care for others. Aurelius approached governance with a heart that embraced the well-being of his people. His Meditations reveal reflections on the interconnectedness of humanity, emphasizing the importance of empathy in navigating the complexities of leadership and life. In the tapestry of Stoic virtues, compassion and empathy were woven seamlessly. Aurelius's commitment to understanding the perspectives of others set a precedent, reminding us that true strength is expressed not through dominance, but through the capacity to connect with and uplift those around us. In our world, often characterized by division and strife, Aurelius's example challenges us to cultivate compassion and empathy. He believed that a leader's true measure is found not just in the pursuit of personal virtue, but in the genuine care for the welfare of others. So, let us, like Aurelius, embody the habit of compassion and empathy, a habit that not only enriches our relationships, but aligns with the Stoic wisdom that true greatness is expressed through our capacity to understand and uplift the human spirit. As we conclude our journey through the 10 habits that made Marcus Aurelius great, we find ourselves not merely exploring history, but unraveling timeless wisdom. The Stoic principles embodied by Aurelius transcend the centuries, inviting us to reflect on our own lives and embrace transformative habits that lead to greatness. From daily reflection to compassion, each habit we've explored is a thread in the tapestry of Stoic philosophy, a philosophy that empowers us to navigate the complexities of life with resilience, wisdom, and a commitment to the well-being of others. Now, as we stand at the crossroads of ancient wisdom and modern challenges, let us integrate these Stoic principles into our own lives. Let us be inspired by Marcus Aurelius to cultivate habits that lead not just to personal greatness, but to a life marked by purpose, virtue, and meaningful connections. Thank you for joining me on this journey. If you found value in our exploration, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Your engagement helps spread the wisdom of Stoicism to a broader audience. Remember, as we navigate our own paths, the legacy of Marcus Aurelius beckons us to lead with wisdom, embrace challenges, and cultivate habits that stand the test of time. Until next time, stay inspired, stay Stoic, and keep striving for greatness. Farewell.